Yes, ma'am.
Good morning, Mr. President. I wonder, in the light of the embassy episode, whether we ought not to have a meeting on the record at which Taylor would be here briefly before our luncheon. I wonder if we want the day to go by with the ambassador in command of those troops not being in the White House in some way. I don't think anything very dramatic is going to come out of it. We'll probably want to make a statement of firmness and of shock, much like one that Alexis has already made in Saigon, but it's not clear to me that it would be good to have Taylor not come in till tomorrow in the light of this particular thing with American casualties and so on. I talked to Valenti, and he said if you wanted to, you could have a brief meeting on this topic at 12:30 by making one relatively easy shift in your calendar, moving Halliby around. That's, of course, for you to say.
I don't think I'd do it until we talk at noon. We might want to do it in the afternoon, give up a nap if we all agree that we ought to do it. I'd let them talk to him and talk to the Joint Chiefs and not to... we're going to meet at noon anyway, and then and we'll talk about it then. Then if we decide we ought to, I see much very little difference between 12:30 and 2:30. So that'd be my...
All right. We'll leave it until we talk about it at lunch. Lodge called in this morning and said that it had always been a shock that